Roughly half of all people with cancer will need radiation therapy. It's an effective way to kill cancer cells and to shrink tumors, but the treatment can cause long-term health issues. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania are testing a new method of radiation treatment they hope is safer and more effective. WHYY's Nicole Leonard helps us learn more.
We're standing in a large treatment room at the Roberts Proton Therapy Center in Philadelphia. This is where patients come to get radiated with beams of protons, or positively charged particles that destroy cancer cells at specific points inside the body. There's a lot of machines whirring around. At the center of the room, a flat, hard table sits under a massive dome. The protons are fired from a nozzle-type device that's attached to the dome and pointed directly at the table. Oncologist Dr. Alexander Lin points to the dome.
This whole thing rotates. Like when a patient gets treatment, let's say you have to treat a certain cancer in a specific location, this rotates around the patient to use beams of radiation customized to the anatomy of a patient.
It's an impressive setup. Proton radiation therapy was created as an alternative option to traditional photon radiation. It was designed to be more precise. Charged protons hit the tumor site, but the particles stop there. That means the radiation doesn't continue through the body, which spares more healthy tissue from damage. But Lin says the treatment still comes with consequences and lingering health issues in cancer survivors. For example, people with head and neck cancers.
They're cured, but then they live with side effects such as dry mouth or changes in taste or the ability to enjoy food, sometimes difficulty swallowing or scar tissue in their neck that can make their neck feel, you know, pretty tight.
Radiation cancer treatment can also be a huge time commitment for patients. Small doses are spread out over many appointments, so people may need to go in 5 days a week for about 2 months to complete a full course of radiation.
We're going to ask them to lie on this table. It's a hard, flat table. We're going to put a mask on their face that's tight, that doesn't allow them to move very much. But they'll have to be on this table for like 20 to 30 minutes to get one treatment.
Researchers now hope that a new kind of proton radiation treatment can improve both accuracy and speed. They're calling it FLASH.
We are now able to deliver radiation at very high velocity. That's why we call it FLASH. We can deliver treatment literally in less than 1 second.
Past animal studies showed that FLASH not only delivered radiation faster, but the method seemed to spare even more healthy tissue around tumor sites, leading to fewer long-term health complications. Penn doctors will now start the first pilot study in people, specifically patients with head and neck cancers, which often need radiation if the tumors can't be surgically removed. FLASH will be tested in this therapy treatment room. The dome nozzle has already been modified to deliver a more powerful beam of protons. The team at Penn will also use different hardware and accessories made out of plastic, aluminum, and brass to control the beam and ensure the treatment is safe for patients.
So these are the energy shifting plates here.
That's Kevin Teo, director of the Medical Physics Division at UPenn's Department of Radiation Oncology. He's holding square aluminum plates that will be mounted on the dome nozzle during FLASH treatments.
The proton beam is going to pass through it, and we can vary the amount of material to choose where the beam is stopping within the body.
Teo also grabs a heavy wheel of brass at least 5 inches thick. There's a cutout in the center. It's the exact shape of a person's tumor. This brass aperture is designed to keep the protons concentrated on the tumor and protect healthy organs and tissues nearby.
So we want the radiation beam to have a nice sharp edge so that if you're treating next to an organ at risk, that organ at risk is not getting any radiation.
Penn researchers say FLASH therapy is one of the most difficult things they've ever done in radiation oncology. But Dr. Alexander Lin says it'll be worth it if they can prove the method kills cancer in fewer treatments, improves quality of life for patients, and reduces the risk of long-term effects. He says it could even lead to a new era of cancer radiation.
I think something as transformative as FLASH, where you're actually significantly increasing the velocity and the dose rate of radiation, that's a major leap forward, potentially.
Penn researchers hope to complete a pilot study within the next year and move on to larger clinical trials soon after. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.